Dan Ryan's. Excellent.
AM 960, KCTK, Phoenix, USA.
I'm supposed to dance to that? All right, we can't. Good afternoon, early evening, AM 960, KCTK, 508-0960. Engineered by Dangerous Dan. He's laughing at me in the other room. Actually, you missed the first part. Anthrax topic. Maryland County smokers not allowed to smoke as long as their neighbors don't actually smell it. They can, I guess. Relatively unusual, sad fear story in the valley. And stores, empty parking lots, Harry Potter, staggering science news. But this past week also saw some important events go completely unnoticed. Do you know what those important events were? It's not fair, Dan. I already told you. Okay, the most important event that happened this past week, it has a great deal to do with the condition of the country today. I don't want to get started on what's wrong with this country. I mean, I'd probably go on for 3 hours. I've got 45 minutes. I think they'd probably shoot me and kick me out of here. So I won't touch that. But the things that happened this past week didn't happen this past week. They happened in years prior. And it is normal for the media to reach back and look at things because, you know, you learn from the past. You learned what happened in the past. You learn what not to do. And you learned lessons. And lessons that can be used in the future or in your current situation. And there was a lesson from a man who should have been much more in the news this past week than he had been that was taught many, many years... Golly, I'm not going to try the math. But many, many years ago... I'm not very good at math. Many years ago. And that lesson was missed. What was it that was not covered? The anniversary of the day President John F. Kennedy was shot. Did you hear any major news media go into stories about that? Must not be news anymore. But that doesn't make a person think. It should make you think, though. After all, there was one speech line that Kennedy is most known for. Do you know what that is? That one speech line? 508-0960. We shall put a man on the moon? No. Of course, when I asked Dangerous Dan earlier, I asked him the one thing he was known for. He said Marilyn Monroe. We're not going to go down that row. Okay? No, it's this. It's ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And you've heard it before. Have you listened to what it actually says? Could you think it might be able to apply today? That it could be applicable. That's a big word. I shouldn't use big words. I stumble on big words. It could
work.
Today, think about it. Ask not what your country can do for you. What does that mean? That means the country's not here to take care of your every whim. Ask what you can do for your country. That means there might be something greater than you. There could possibly be something more important than an individual. But the entire country is caught up, and it started with political correctness, and it just got worse and worse and worse. But it's caught up in the idea that the individual and the individual's feelings are more important than the greater whole. We are all important. That's why we have a constitution protecting our rights. But the entire group of all of that is called the country. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. It's a concept kind of lost since the 60s. Now, how could country mean anything when the very country we live in is not at all like the one Kennedy lived in? And this is a country of laws and a government based on the very premise that if the people respect the law, the government will exist and thrive, and so will the people. But what has happened? Respect for the law is probably at its lowest point in U.S. history. It's got to be at its lowest point. Well, I'm not going to go into reasons right now as to why that would be. That would be a very long conversation as well, too. And I'm most interested in original causes of problems than I am just in discussing opinions. But respect for the law, lowest point in history, 508-0960. And it doesn't help much to have lawmakers creating laws that completely disrespect the concept of property ownership. Especially if you're an anti-smoker, you're probably going, yay, it's great that they've banned cigarette smokes. The Georges next door cannot be smoking. I will never smell it again. And if I do, I'll call the police on them. And then what happens? The Georges come home. They leave something in your yard. Martha, call the police. Tell them they were smoking. Why did CNN and Fox The two opposing viewpoints I watch them because they're opposing viewpoints, not cover the day the president was shot with anything that was serious. Why did they not cover it in depth? Well, I think it has a lot to do with the mindset today. I mean, this country is now a collection of individuals, each not wanting to be offended, each wanting to be taken care of. The Great Society proves that the government is the solution for all our ills, right? Right? Wrong. Right? Wrong. Make up your mind. The government is mommy now. Mommy needs to take care of us. We are not the sum of our parts anymore. We're not a great little whole. But what would that mean to somebody outside of this country, looking in and seeing the promise of America, the wonderful collection, this massive hold of people, and they all look like they're infighting, and they all look like they have their own separate little cliques, and their separate little groups, and their separate little clubs, and their separate little things, and they all hate each other in different ways. What would that look like to somebody outside this country? Somebody who perhaps might want to do something to make a name for themselves. That would look like an easy target, wouldn't it? After all, the country is not one. Wouldn't the country be dissolvable? Couldn't it be hurt? Well, I think the backbone of the country has proven, since the attacks from 9/11, there is a deeper feeling in this country that is not manifested by the media and is not manifested, or marriage has big words again. I need to stop that. Not, what's the different word for manifest? Main known? Made known, I'm being told. Made? I said one word, he gives me two. I'm telling you. Country, it's not the same. The cause of a controlling, brutal regime, a terrorist looking for an easy common target, would find our country today to be a very, very easy-looking target from outside. Of course, they find out from the inside that we're really not, but from outside. 508-0960, AM 960, KCTK, I'm Lee Kent. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, or early evening. Now, we do not present a common theme or a common front. We present a meet. What do we present? A thing. Put yourself outside of the mold here in this country. Take yourself. Oh, I don't know. Put yourself. You don't have to be in the Middle East. Put yourself in Germany, for example. The Germans are sitting over there watching television. They see things. They see CNN. They watch Fox. They watch cable. They watch satellite. Maybe they do have cable over there. They possibly could. Of course they do. Mental lapse. What they see, though, in looking at us, is not what we think we really are. They are seeing what we act like, not what we want to be seen as. Same thing goes for you as an individual. Your dealings with people. Those dealings with people, you are seen by the person who's looking at you, by the way you come across, by how you act, by what you really do, not by how you want to be seen. If you did, you would act the same way that you wanted to be seen. There comes that doing to others thing again. As you act that way and people perceive you that way, the same thing goes for countries. The media presents us to the world as individuals, and the world thinks we really are. Well, we're not. We're not. 508-0960 to AM 960. KCTK. At least Fox has taken the step of displaying the flag on their lapels. I mean, think about it. CNN, on the other hand, and Reuters, and a few of the other journalists have made the decision that they've banned so much as a hint of country. Journalists are concerned about their being impartial? Impartial? Yet almost every so-called journalist on network news broadcasts also offer opinions. They offer opinions. Does that make them impartial? And they're taking the subjects they report on? There's no way they can be impartial reporters if they display an opinion about what they cover. Yet they do. They display an opinion. Why? Because the country today is seeking the line of support that makes the individual feel justified for the individual's feelings. There's nothing to do with the country's well-being. AM 960 KCTK. The number is 508-0960. Glenn in Peoria. Hi, Glenn. You're on AM 960 KCTK.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
I'm just calling about the point that you made about what we want to be perceived as and what we are perceived as.
Mm-hmm.
And also that you referred to September 11th. And you know, also on the point of asking, not asking what this country can do for us, but what we can do for this country. If the events of September 11th don't turn this country around and make us start asking what we can do for this country instead of for ourselves, nothing is going to. And everybody's all, you know, rah, rah, you know, the patriotism is at an all-time high right now. But on your you know, subject of what we are seen as around the world, I think we're seen as a country of really short attention spans.
I like that's a very good point.
How long are we going to be able to keep this patriotism up? Right now we're unified. Right now we're acting like we should be. Right now we're a little bit less selfish and a little bit more caring. People are willing to give. How long is that going to last?
Well, I have a very good point, Glenn. Let me ask you a question. Have you been on the Internet and looked in sites that have had 9/11 tribute pages?
There's tons of them. I've seen several.
Tons of them. I created one the night that I won't say what it is. It wouldn't be fair. But I created one that night and put it up. And for weeks, it was just busy. People posting their feelings. And as of about a month ago, it's dead.
Okay.
It's totally dead. Well, the attention span went, that's it. It's over with.
Does not surprise me, because our country as a whole, I mean, I think it's the most wonderful country in the world. Maybe I'm a little biased, but at the same time...
Well, you're also right.
Yes, exactly. But, in being objective about it, I also have to admit, like I said, we are a country of extremely short attention spans. And maybe it's because we don't have the history here that Europe has of thousands of years. You know, we're only a couple hundred years old here. And I don't know if this event, as horrible as it is, has impacted us as deeply as it should have. Even as deeply as it has impacted us, where are we going to be 2 years from now? How deeply are we still going to feel the effects of September 11th, 2001?
Not at all, I don't think.
And that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And the world will continue to see us in the way that they see us now until we can commit to asking what our country needs from us for the long term.
So then why did the media totally completely forget it?
Good question.
Very good question. Number's 508-0960. Glenn, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Glenn from Peoria. On AM 960 KCTK, your call on the way. Next time, Lee Kent, thank you for joining us. The new home of the undefeated Arizona Wildcat basketball team. 508-0960. More on the way from AM 960 KCTK.
This portion of KCTK programming is brought to you in part by Nation's Home Funding.
We all know that.